This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Jersey City and other towns along the New Jersey side of the Hudson River across from New York City, small-scale entrepreneurs are taking aim at that urban ritual of waiting for the darned bus. Private operators of minibuses now ply the streets. Amid questions about safety and the minibuses adding to traffic congestion, there are new regulations on the way. Marketplace's Dan Weissman takes us to the wild west of the Hudson.
To hear Haron Khan tell it, most drivers regulate themselves. He drives part-time, but today we're both passengers riding near the front of a jitney heading down Bergen Line Avenue. He explains how drivers keep out of each other's way.
They try to keep two traffic lights before or ahead. Like, see what he did? There's a bus behind him. So he'll skip that passenger, try to get the space, and he'll pick the other passengers up. So that way they both could make money.
People call the buses jitneys, colectivos, imivans. They've got maybe 20 seats. They charge less than New Jersey Transit buses. They stop on any corner for you, and they always make change, something New Jersey Transit drivers will not do. They've been driving through towns like Jersey City, Weehawken, and Bergen for decades, and they're still growing, 40% just in the last 4 years, according to regulators. Big operators rent out branded buses to drivers like Pascual Gomez. At the end of his route, he waits in line for a dispatcher to call his turn. He pays $100 a shift and buys the gas. I ask how much he makes.
Well, it's depend, man. See, today I don't have a dime for me yet.
He plays by the rules. At one end of his line, he waits for a dispatcher to call his turn.
Sometimes I wait here maybe 20 minutes, sometimes an hour.
I describe Pasquale's setup to Nicholas Sacco, the state senator who sponsored the new regulations.
If they were all that organized, maybe we wouldn't have needed the bill. We had no desire to get rid of the omnibuses just to make them safe.
The new regs include higher insurance minimums, $1 million, and a hotline for riders to report anything unsafe. Many of the jitneys fall under federal regulation. Taking passengers back and forth to Manhattan, that's interstate commerce. Ann Farrow runs the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. She doesn't think tighter regs will slow down the business.
It's a supply-demand situation. Trucks and buses are like water. They will always find a way through.
Pascual Gomez would like to see things more tightly regulated, even if it meant fewer buses.
We are too many going up and down like crazy because that will make us do things that we don't want to do.
Meaning, not all drivers follow the rules. In Jersey City, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.